Unit 4. Listening. Exercises 2 and 3.
Now, Mike, you're a base jumper. Can you just remind us what the word base means when we talk about base jumping?
Yes. Base actually comes from the letters B, A, S, E. B is for building, A is for antenna, S is for span, that is, the main part of a bridge, and E is for earth, mountains, for example. We jump from those different places. It's important to ask for permission, of course. My friends and I never do illegal jumps.
I've just seen some of the videos you've made. They look incredibly dangerous to make. How dangerous is base jumping?
Very. I mean, jumping from a high place with a parachute is always a risk. And, obviously, you can never do a jump without planning, training, and the right professional equipment.
Have you ever hurt yourself?
Yes. I've already sprained my right ankle and had a few cuts and bruises.
So is it the danger that attracts you?
I'm actually very careful in my day-to-day life, and when I jump, it's more about controlling and beating your fears. But you can have really bad accidents, like the Norwegian base jumper, Carina Holkim.
Carina Holkim? I think I've heard that name. Has she ever been in the news?
Yes, she has.
Why? What did she do?
It was in 2006. She was in Switzerland. In theory, it was an easy dive. A skydive, not a base jump. But her parachute didn't open correctly. She actually hit the ground at over 100 kilometres per hour.
But how did she survive?
She couldn't control her position because of her speed. But when she touched the ground, she wasn't in a terrible position. It sounds strange, but she was really lucky.
How bad were her injuries?
Well, she broke both her knees and injured her legs in lots of different places. The doctors told her it was impossible for her to walk again. But after spending some time in a wheelchair, she did it. But it took her 2 years and about 20 operations.
That's amazing. Has she started base jumping again yet?
No, she hasn't done that yet. But she's already begun skiing again, which is something she's always loved.
Wow. Well, she's certainly a great example of fighting against adversity.
Yes. She's made a film about her experiences and also written a book. And now she gives talks to motivate others.
That's great. Now, what about you, Mike? What's your next goal?
Well, if everything goes well...